What did they call it?
Now, they call it, they didn't say cultivate the cotton or the crops. They plowed it. They either ran the first thing they did was to, what was that thing? They sliced it down to a very thin roll.
What did the term chop?
We chopped the cotton.
Is that?
That's with a hoe to chop the grass out.
That's just to get the weeds.
And to thin it. That was done by hand with a field of hoes. Scrape. They had a scraper. It was a plow that cut the roll very thin. It really eliminated having to chop the whole roll. And then the hands who were going to chop the cotton followed behind that. And you thinned it down to the width of the hole, and you get chop the grass out. And then behind that would come your turning plows to throw the dirt back up against the row.
I see. What kind of weeds do you remember?
Crabgrass. Crabgrass is the thing we had the most problem with in the field, and cuckleburrs, and because several other kind of weeds, I really couldn't name the weeds, but cuckleburrs were horrible to get into your crops, and it was hard to pick the cotton in the fall. It was full of cuckleburrs, and then of course crabgrass was your main problem.
And about the hay, how would you? Would you give me a whole process of getting hay into the loft from the field?
Well, they cut it with a mower. This would be a mule mower that they used. And then the hay lay on the ground. You hope and pray you got all day today and hay for tomorrow, sunshine. And then the hay was, in my day and time, they didn't have these automatic cut it and bale it in the field. It was hauled to the baler. And the baler was a stationary thing, and it was baled there.
How did it dry? Did you cut it and then leave it in the field to dry?
They left it in the field to dry, and then they had a hay rake, which,
by the way,
a hay rake.
Just the commercial appeal. Did you happen to see this the other day? No, I didn't.
That's a handsome old hay rake. Yeah.
Good picture. It's a study in black and
yeah,
white.
Yeah, this you raked it up, saw it in windrows. This would rake it and would also help to finish drying it out, or if any moisture from the ground had come up in it, this hay rake. And it kind of left it in rows. And then it was picked up. What was the other thing called? Like a hay rake, it had a big pickup teeth across here, you know, and this went in front. The mules, I guess, were on each side. I don't remember about this. But this picked the hay up and would haul it all up in one place, and then the men take their pitchforks, and it was thrown up on the wagon from that and hauled to the baler and baled and then stacked in the barn.
Did you ever keep it outside? You'd keep it in windrows, but you'd never pile it up outside?
No, some people stacked it, what they call stack the hay. It would be a stack as big as this room is high. And the cows and the stock would eat from it all winter. Papa never did. He didn't like that. He wanted his hay in the barn, and he fed his stock.
I see.